Hello and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show, the podcast. I'm joined by Nick today. Very special episode.
Sorry, I'm just...
Which camera is on?
Three. No, two.
But this one doesn't light up? So I have to sit here and...
No, it does. There it goes.
And then this one does too.
All right.
We all do?
Well, then something needs to be fixed. Something needs to be fixed.
That one's on now.
It needs to be fixed in the settings.
All right, you want to play a game? Switch camera, and then the first one to point was...
Like Saw.
No. Wait.
Who wants to play a game?
Wait, now they're both on. Why are these both on?
You want to play a fucking game? Guys, is everything switching okay back there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have to figure out why those tally lights don't work. In fact, we might even scrap the entire camera system and pick up some of those studio cameras.
What do you mean?
They make these, but for for doing what we're doing. I think they came out after we already bought these.
What does studio mean?
I think it's the same camera. They just got like a
bigger
fucking 7-inch
screen?
Monitor, and then they got big tally lights on them that light up. So instead of just this guy, there'd be like a number, you know, like a fucking like a big red number.
We need that.
Yeah. Did you shit yourself?
No, why?
There's this smell.
I didn't shit myself.
Okay, all right, I'm just... we got a big show today. I was in Omaha all weekend. That was a fucking blur. That whole thing was a blur. And I'll be at Brea. I think that's in Southern California somewhere.
The tar pits.
No, that's La Brea. Where the fuck is Brea?
Where are they sending us?
I don't know, Orange County. But I'll be there. If you're at the Irvine shows, come out. I guarantee you there's at least 10 minutes it's different that I've swapped out that hour. 10 to 15 minutes.
All right.
It's different. I don't think I'm talking about the Oscars anymore. Thank God.
What do you mean? It was just the Oscars.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still doing stuff about the Winter Olympics.
Oh. That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know. But hey, you know what they say? Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
It also just flies all the fucking time. Your life just sort of...
It really does.
The only time doesn't fly is if you're, like, in Auschwitz or
Can you imagine how slow it went?
And if you're in, like, a POW camp.
That's imagine how slow it went.
Yeah,
Auschwitz.
You're getting your shoulders ripped out by a Vietnamese prison guard.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time...
And you're like, this is taking forever.
Yeah.
It must be a pain in the ass.
I didn't even get my plug in yet.
Sorry.
23rd through the 25th, I'll be in Brea. Please come out. Whoever your favorite comedian is, they'll be there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, with Caleb Pitts, native son of North Carolina.
You're doing the new Charlie Goodnights.
I think so. Yeah, the pop. Was it 330 capacity when you were there?
I did the old Charlie Goodnights. I haven't been in the new one.
Yes. I think it's called the pop-up or something. Maybe they're waiting for the new one to be
built. Haven't. They're waiting on insurance or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, a liquor license.
Anyway, ticket sales are really good. Mm-hmm. They're looking really good for that one. So run, don't walk to get tickets.
Is it? Is that true?
No.
Oh, all right.
No. And then I will be in Salt Lake City 2 weeks after that, on the 6th through the 8th.
The ticket sales are really starting to hurt. When I first went on the road, sell out immediately.
Yeah.
And then I remember it started where it's like, okay, maybe they'd sell out like
day of. Yeah.
Now it's just...
That's where I'm at.
Now it's just bad.
That's
and I
bad.
thought I would get more than a year, you know? Because everybody... That happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody who loses becomes a has-been.
Yeah. Right?
But I tell you what, I will be literally homeless before I'm one of these fucking guys that's like taking a guarantee and doing shows with 75 people in a
400-person venue.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be 50 years old. I will live on the train and fucking just beat off and do fentanyl.
Yeah.
You can't take that. I refuse to do it.
Yeah.
I would rather have the dignity of being a nude homeless drug addict.
Mm-hmm. With the newspaper in your ass crack kind of guy.
Than be a 50-year-old man talking about the 2016 Winter Olympics to guys that can't let a podcast go.
Yeah, so that guy lost his penis, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, back in 2016.
You know.
Yeah.
You know exactly.
I know your bit.
You know exactly how that, man, I gotta write more. But the thing is, you can't, do you write stand-up? You don't fucking.
No.
You get drunk and then something happens. And then
you're like, oh, that's good.
You say it on stage and then, but it's like, it's honestly, it's not even on me. I'm not a lazy writer. The world has been lazy about doing things.
It's true.
That's 2020, what was that? What was the Harambe year?
The world that was 2016.
The world was doing their job.
2016.
Dude, fire.
Everyone were
Harambe,
in the writer's
Subway
room.
Subway Jared. Fucking Papa John saying the N-word on a conference call. Fucking, what else happened that year? It was amazing.
It was a really beautiful
the Trump,
time.
The Trump was new.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't even president yet.
He was saying, Jeb, you're a low energy.
Yeah. Please clap. I mean, even you don't even
Please
have to get into the political.
Was great.
There was just fun stories. That baby got eaten by an alligator.
I remember that. Yeah. And it was because of white privilege.
Because of, yeah.
that
white ass baby said, I'm going to come gentrify the swamp.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what? Alligator too spicy for yo ass.
Yeah, yeah. That's don't come around
white
my
baby
hood.
White baby couldn't handle getting its teeth cleaned by a. What are the little birds that live in an alligator's mouth?
They have those?
Yeah, you know, like there's alligators that just open their mouth and there's like a type of bird that just brushes their teeth for them.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Because you hear terrible things about alligators, but you don't hear that they're like friends with those little birds.
Yeah, the birds like eat bugs out of their gums.
Why can't we have that?
I think that's what women are. I guess. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for that. Other big story.
Damn it, if we had a fucking another controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we could take it.
Yeah. Other big story this week, March 12th was Detransition Awareness Day.
Yeah. And now I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't realize I can go back and forth and back and forth again.
I know I've mentioned it a couple of times, but this detransition thing is fascinating to me.
Why?
Because there are people that, for whatever reason, transitioned.
Yeah.
And now are, and I don't have any opinion. And now they've,
gone back.
They're gone back to their birth gender.
Assigned at birth.
Yeah, whatever.
Gender assigned at birth.
Whatever the fuck you call it. That's the biggest problem I have is there's too many new words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even done learning the old words yet. And they got all this. Anyways.
I don't even know what those. Yeah.
But the D-trans people are just immediately accepted with open and manipulative arms into like
the right wing.
The right wing. The right wing, like they hate these trans people unless one of them's like double trans. Because the way I see it, you're double trans.
Yeah, yeah. You're twice as trans.
If you already got all the surgery. And
you're
now
twice
you're,
as trans as everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're even more
trans. If you got tits and then had them taken out and got pecs again.
Yeah.
You're the fucking transest person I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Right. No, literally.
Yeah.
If you got your birth tits removed and then you got fake, you got new fake tits. Yeah. What are you doing?
Fake tits. I just wanted to dap up.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, but they're just like open, like welcomed into these.
They got a show on Tucker.
These
they got
right wing circle.
A spot on Fox Nation.
Well, it's
weekends.
Just a testament to how like none of this is based in. There's no ideas behind any of it. Behind the culture war stuff.
Yeah.
It's like tomorrow could be like fucking like we were this close. We were literally this close to having the different M&Ms be in different camps politically. Just the fictional M&Ms characters. We almost lived in a world where if you like the yellow and red M&M, you were a Republican.
Yeah.
And if you like the green and brown M&Ms, those were the liberal M&Ms. Uh-huh. We almost had that.
Yeah, the blue right in the middle.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We were this fucking
sitting
close.
On the fence.
And it would have just happened organically.
Yeah.
But Mars got scared and they pulled all of them.
I don't know. I wish we could go back to 2016.
Yeah.
You were living in an SRO in Chinatown. We were just starting off the STEM podcast. Mm-hmm. We were going to Stavros's work. Stealing the cereal.
Yeah, that ridiculous company.
Yeah, that fake company that was. Yeah.
He should get that job back. I'm kind of hoping that, I don't know, something happens. Like, I don't know. Like maybe he does like a big arena show and.
Yeah, yeah.
And it collapses. He stands on the stage and the whole thing. It's like when Bane blows up because he's dead. He walks out and it's like
he's doing crowd work.
he comes out into the arena and it fissures.
He has to go back to child porn sexy.
He has to go back there, but then our shit falls apart too.
Yeah. You know? Out of sympathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sympathy collapse.
Well, something happens. I mean, we finally have the controversy to end all controversy.
Yeah.
And we all have to get the band get back together.
Yeah. We're doing $4,000 guarantees for 70 people.
Yeah, right. But we go back to child porn XI or whatever. Yeah. Child porn extreme.
We find Thomas.
Internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all go back to that company and the free cereal and... You know.
You think that's still a company?
I have no idea.
I hope they've been bought by the Chinese. I hope they're actively...
I think it was already Chinese. I think was it was already like some Chinese? German, yeah, like multinational. It was like fucking CPZ and GMBH. Just one of those companies. It's all just...
It's just arbitrary letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
That was a fun place to go.
Yeah.
I like the lady at the front reception, every time you'd walk in and say, do you have a reason to be here? And you just blow her off.
It wasn't every time. It was one time when I was eating a bunch of cereal. She was like, do you work here? And I was like, no.
I'm barely not homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But by not working here, I'm better than you.
Exactly. Because you're a slave to wage.
Well, I wouldn't call a black person a slave of any sort.
That could be the controversy.
Yeah.
Do you remember during the Jeremy Lin Sanity thing?
What do you mean?
They kept.
Usually, you say something like that.
They kept coming up with puns.
You don't say. You remember during?
There'd be like a pun.
Remember during the financial crisis?
No, they kept coming up with puns.
Then what?
And then they were like, "It's Lin Sanity."
Yeah.
Or you know, like the Lintony of puns. You know.
And Linsider trading.
And then they lost their first game, and then the ESPN ran with. Chink in the armor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the news for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's wild that chink in the armor has lasted so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a relationship between why? Oh, no, because it's just an abbreviation of Chinese.
Well, no, chink is like that was a word like, like a chink. It's like a hole.
Like a dent.
Yeah. 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 That's why, people used to say it's like, I'm trying to go out and get some chink tonight.
Get some hold tonight.
Yeah.
So it was just a reference for all women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, chink means hole, which means women. And then...
That might be the controversy.
Why?
That what we're doing right now.
It does. Let's look it up. Hey, Siri, what does chink mean?
No, wait, Nick.
Sorry. Well, let's see. The non-racist... Siri, what is the non-racist definition of chink? Well, I want to know, because I only know the armor.
We have a serious guest this week on the talk show.
Army Express.
Think about him being in the room right now, watching you do this.
Who?
Our guest this week.
Oh, right. Short Round.
No, not Short Round.
Who?
Another man from another movie from that era who was on our show. Think about him sitting in my chair.
Yeah.
While you're asking Siri what that slur means.
What would he care?
Yeah.
I'm not asking what the fucking slur means. I mean, the idiomatic expression,
it's
the chink in the
arm. It's just an abbreviation of Chinese.
It's not. That's not what the expression means. It's not a Chinese guy wearing armor.
Where the slur comes from. Oh, from of
a
the,
chink in the armor. Chink is in like, the yeah, armor. There's like a hole where an arrow can go
Let's
through
look
or something.
It up.
I'll look it up. You keep saying stuff because we got to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that this is also audio. Now I'm just playing to camera.
That's all right. That's fine. We want more people. Yes. The idiom, chink in one's armor, refers to an area of vulnerability. Yes. As traditionally refer to a weak spot in a figurative suit of armor. The standard meaning is similar to that of Achilles' heel. 17, maybe a chink. Yeah, right. It's based on the definition of chink meaning a crack or gap dating back to around 1400. So if it was 1425, you'd say, hey, what's up, fellath? The F.
What's up?
Yeah. What do you fay we go out tonight and...
They didn't talk like that.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
S's used to be F's back then.
What do you fay...
And they said, let's go out and pick up some frange chink.
I'm trying to have fecks.
I'm trying to get strange.
I'm gonna
Fatrange chink tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I'm due back at the field.
Yeah. I'm trying to get some floppy toppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Floppy toppy. Yeah. That's what you would do. Before you had your head sawn off by the church.
You'd get some floppy toppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, one can only imagine.
I would guess. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, what's the deal with this banking collapse?
I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. I want to stay on the detransition awareness day.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that.
Because from what I'm still trying to, and I know I brought this up weeks ago, but I got back into it yesterday because I saw this detrans awareness day. I'm still trying to figure out who the big ones are. And it's like, it's got to be Caitlyn Jenner. She's got
to. She went back to Bruce?
Well, she's got to.
Yeah.
Because remember, she became the right wing one?
So then she'll go Bruce, and then go, and then they'll poster man.
I was saying she should go Bruce Almighty. She should say she's God.
Transitioning to God.
And she's black. I'm a black God now.
Uh-huh.
You know?
No, but Bruce wasn't God. Morgan Freeman was God.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But she should transition to Bruce.
Bruce just
Almighty.
Had the powers of God.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that Caitlyn Jenner should transition to Bruce Almighty. Not the character from the movie, but the movie itself.
I know what you're saying.
And say, I'm a black God.
I'm a black God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hurry up with my damn massage.
Hurry. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hurry up with my damn massage. Isn't it croissant?
I think massage.
Isn't he hurry up with my damn croissant?
No, I think he says massage.
It's croissant.
Oh, I thought he said massage.
No, he says something. He's like, I'm about to get a massage. Hurry up with my damn croissant.
I am a god. Hurry up with my damn croissant.
Hurry up with my damn croissant. Where the hell is my damn massage? Yeah, that's what Black God does.
That's what Black God does. He goes to a spa.
He goes to Starbucks and Equinox.
Yeah. He just goes shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Black God is doing in Black Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a coffee.
And he's not
massage.
Having a particularly good time. It doesn't sound like.
No.
Yeah, he's still getting subpar service, even as Black God.
No one respects
no
Black
one
God.
No respect him. They're not bringing him his croissant all the time. Speaking of which, I don't think I ever mentioned it on the show. I think it was when I went to San Jose, actually. I was in the fucking hotel, and there was just some fat guy.
In San Jose.
Yeah, bitching at the concierge. Yeah. She's like, I am a Hilton Diamonds member.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm like, I got to hear all of this.
Yeah.
So I make my way over just to listen to this man complain. And he's like, oh, the croissants were hideous.
He said they were hideous.
He just hated the way they looked. Oh. They didn't taste bad. He's like, yeah, they weren't sexy croissants.
They didn't.
And he's like, his fucking fat wife, who couldn't even be able to, this fucking log of shit just came all the way down. His fat wife sent him down there to bitch on her behalf about the lack of aesthetically pleasing croissants. And he was like, all I wanted was a good fresh croissant, but they told me that those are saved for the sandwiches. So I had to order he did like a fucking like five easy pieces, a hold it between your legs scene to get a fresh croissant. He wanted the ham sandwich, a ham croissant sandwich, but with nothing on it so that his wife could have one of the good looking croissants.
But it's still cut in half.
Yeah.
You couldn't even tear it.
And like you look over at this guy, and he's like, he's just, you know, there's like older guys that are just fat, so they're always in basketball shorts and then slides. He's wearing slides and basketball shorts.
Yeah, that kind of guy.
Yeah, and his calves are just, you know, it's one solid. It's just the tube.
The front of there's always like a 2-inch gap at the back of the slide, and then their nasty like toes are like coming out the front of the slide.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those guys can never actually manipulate slides properly.
Yeah. Well, they just have those like fucking their legs look like Cookie Monster's arms. They're just he's like swollen. Yeah, none of the sexy croissants were available for my fucking fat pig wife. And I'm a Hilton Diamonds member.
A Diamonds member.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that means. Sounds anti-Semitic to me.
I don't like the sound of that at all. Dude, what are you a member of any organizations like that?
No, I don't do any of that shit, dude. I don't even. I should fly
I
one airline.
I should do it for one airline.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I just I go on.
If you do it
kayak.
With Delta, then you can they put but you on not, first class.
The first class sucks, though. It's not even. It's just a bigger chair.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's not like.
What about a hot towel?
It's really a bastardization of what first class used to mean, because that comes from ocean liners.
Right.
Were you on a completely different section of the boat?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even have to see. Like, they kept. The poor people were living with the machines. Yeah. They were basically fucking droids.
Yeah.
It was like some guy named Seamus and then C-3PO.
And Jack.
Just rowing the fucking boat. Yeah.
And Nunzio.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you were, you know, if you were like this Diamonds Rewards guy, you'd be on the top deck talking about your Model T with, you know, I guess some closeted fucking OSS guy.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You'd be having like mimosas and
yeah.
playing blackjack.
And some fat lady who just, her
fat
husband.
Fat Southern lady, of course.
Fat Kathy Southern Bates. Lady, Kathy yeah. Bates. Who says she's unsinkable.
Yeah.
And then you're like.
Well, I made all my money on OnlyFans. I was the fattest bitch on OnlyFans. And I decided to go for a boat ride to celebrate.
That is funny because, like, in those days, high society kind of had to. Like absorb you just because yeah. of how much money you
that's
have.
The other thing I saw the right wing yeah. people posting these pictures of these AI women
yeah
and they just look like it looks like somebody just photoshopped every Maxim cover from like 1997 until 2003 into like one woman
yeah
and there was a tweet that went viral a while back of like just four AI women you know and then some I guess it was right wing guy but he's like oh it's over for these hoes or whatever. And then you have, like, all of these women being like, yeah, if you like this, you don't like a real woman, you know, like, doing that thing. And it's like, what the fucking, the right-wing guys should be doing is using AI to create just fat, nasty women and open OnlyFans. Take that, start at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Find the women that are making $5 a month on OnlyFans.
There's one you sent me and, the other day. We really.
And put them out of business. Because that's me. That's mean. You really
that's
wanna,
really mean.
I mean, if you want to be a misogynist.
Punch down.
Yes. If you want to be a misogynist.
Punch all the way down.
Find, dude, go to the, just pick them off. Just the fucking, here's the herd. Find the slow one at the end.
Yeah.
And just fucking, just wreck their shit.
Yeah.
Just some lady that's making a cumulative $17 a year on OnlyFans. And fucking find a way to bleed off
that
her
is so base. Sad to imagine them like just doing unspeakable things for no
yeah.
money
yeah
and being like I gotta keep stepping
well,
it up.
Well, the ones that make no money, I mean it's like it's somebody that's like maybe not traditionally attractive, but on top of that it's like they're fucking just doing like flip phone photos on like a Kyocera
yeah yeah
you know it's like they're not putting any
the production value is pathetic
right
yeah
because you can be I mean there are like that's the kind of the nice thing about humanity is no matter how fucked up you are,
there is a guy who wants to fuck
you. Somebody it. Wants to fuck you. Yeah. Somebody is a freak in that way. and that's always existed.
That's kind of beautiful.
That is not a product of fucking like.
That's
kind like, of
beautiful.
That is not because Halo Top made fat girl ice cream.
No.
That's not. Those guys always fucking existed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like maybe it like makes you feel a little bit better about yourself that you're in commercials now or somebody yeah. your size is like. You know, advertising a fucking weighted blanket or something on the internet. But that's not the reason people want to fuck you. They already did.
Yeah. For all time.
Every type.
Yeah.
Every type
of woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting yeah. to think about. Like, yeah, that there could be a woman who is completely shunned and then someone wants to fuck them because they look like that. Mm-hmm. And then they could be like, stop objectifying me.
Yeah.
Which is really what they wanted.
Yeah.
They didn't want to get fucked. They wanted to claim that they were being objectified just like the conventionally sexy whores.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody just wants what they can have.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so.
Yeah. You get, there's no end to it.
Yeah. What can't you have? What can't we have at this point?
I told you. The two biggest things in my life that I want that
a dirigible.
I A full-size Graf Zeppelin that flies over Manhattan. I live in it. It's got a swastika on it.
No, it doesn't have to have the swastika.
It's the. It is a Hindenburg.
It doesn't have to have the swastika.
It's got the swastika. It is period correct.
In the like a steampunk futurism, they always had a fucking one of those blimps, like flying around the city.
Anyways, I have one of those, and there's no one, people understand. Maybe once a year there's a guy that's like, why the fuck does that have a swastika on it? And then somebody quickly pulls him aside, and it's like,
it's accurate
it's
to the
period,
time period.
It's accurate, and then everybody understands that.
It's not a political thing.
I never have to explain it. I can just quick rope down when I need to go to 7-Eleven.
Because everyone needs to do your emotional labor.
Yes.
And understand why you're doing that.
Yeah. I live up there. I have a tuxedo, hat, top hat, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just look down with my big golden binoculars.
Yeah.
Either that or I somehow find a way to, I own Angkor Wat.
Okay.
And filled with monkey assistants.
Yeah. Butlers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a whole society. We have a whole system set up.
And you're their god.
I don't know if I'm their god necessarily.
You're the king.
More like a head of state.
Head of state.
Yeah. I mean, I don't run the government.
But if you're the head of state, you have to keep them happy. So you are accountable to them.
Yeah, well, I just come out in the morning and I say, another beautiful day in the jungle, boys. Mm-hmm. And then the monkeys kind of run society on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your responsibility to
Nothing.
That? You're just there. The guy.
Yeah, I'd have orange juice and hang out in a waterfall here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drink out of a coconut.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Orange juice out of a coconut. Yeah.
Be nice. Well, could you have human visitors or you wouldn't really need them?
People would discover me.
Yeah.
Naturally. Yeah. And then I would just do interviews. I would just get, you know, like Barbara Walters would come to we'd come into the jungle and we'd sit down and she'd be like, a lot of people say that you're a fascist. What do you have to say about that? I would say, would a fascist do this? And then I would, you know, maybe show her some dances I'd choreographed with the apes.
Mm-hmm. Would a fascist do this? And then you try to kiss her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a fascist.
She said, now, you, at one point you said you believe in spousal abuse.
Yeah.
And I would say, yes, and I haven't changed my opinion. And I still feel the same way as I did. When you've given a woman her last word, and she's already had the last word. I think we have to do this ad read.
What is it?
Huh?
What's it for?
It is. Well, we still got another 4 minutes.
Ooh. It's a good ad read this week, I think.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'll give it to you. It's your show.
Sure. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to them about it.
Should be doing the read, I guess.
Well.
I tell you, I'm 6 days, more than that now. I think I'm going a full
no
week.
No vape. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels, honestly, I'm like normal now, but I can't get shit. It's so hard to get anything done without it. You know what I mean?
Well, you also had the time change.
I was never an Adderall guy, but doing the dishes, you do a dish, hit the vape. Do a dish, hit the vape. You know, take a shit, hit the vape, wipe my ass, hit the vape.
Hit the vape. You know? Wake up, hit the vape.
Now I'm not wiping. I'm just shitting in my pants. The dishes are all fucked up. Huh?
That's what that smelled like.
Maybe it was me.
Yeah, it was you.
But you know me, I'm deer pellets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just one little pellet a day.
Oh, I thought you were owl pellets.
No, that's actually not shit.
It's not shit.
No, they eat that. This is what's crazy about
it.
They eat an
mice.
Entire mouse, and then they just reassemble the bones, and they're like stomach
in the fur.
Yeah, the stomach just fucking and then they throw up the rest of it. Which it's like, is there a way scientists can figure out that we can eat that way?
Whole animals.
Well, I mean, if it's a very Native American way.
Yeah, they use every part except for the bones.
Are owls Native American?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know certain species.
I know they're animals, but like, you know, if they could talk, would they be like, oh, who? I always wondered that, why the animals don't have regional accents.
Yeah, how, who? Yeah. Yeah, do you think like an African elephant and like Southeast Asian elephant would be like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Of course. I'm trying to think of other regional animals.
Yeah.
Um, You know, dogs are Spanish.
All of them.
They're from Spain, I think.
Perros.
Yeah, I think dogs originated in Spain.
Really?
Somebody told me that.
Yeah.
In fact, it was a girl who told me that, and then she also told me that that's why all dogs naturally understand Spanish. They learn Spanish easier.
That's not No.
Yeah. Well, a dog,
I don't think that's true.
Not that the dog speaks Spanish, but that the dog
understands.
It's easier to train a dog in Spanish than...
A lot of people do it in German.
Do you remember that show about the guy that was like the dog whisperer?
Cesar Millan.
Right. It's just, you could get any fucking guy that speaks Spanish.
Really?
And it would work that way.
Any Spanish guy.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And he can talk to a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to be an animal whisperer.
I mean, that they say that about Jews and rats, but it's not true.
Octopus.
Octopi?
That's what I would go.
You would talk to them?
Any kind of invertebrate, really. All of them. If I could do a whole classification. If I could go to the beach and just with my mind, like, communicate, and then if I can, like, imagine a very busy beach, like Jaws or something.
Uh-huh.
Or Coney Island in the middle of the summer. And then I just come out, and then there's a bunch of children screaming and crying.
You'd be like, your other foot
jellyfish are just stinging everyone. Everyone's just covered.
Oh, I thought, like, either you'd have either foot on their heads. You'd be emerging like King Triton from the water.
No, they don't have bones. They can't really do anything. Also, then they would be stinging me.
Not from their heads. Oh, jellyfish you can't touch.
Yeah.
I don't trust them, but the octopuses seem like nice guys.
Jellyfish are cool.
Why?
They just look cool.
Yeah, but they're assholes. They hurt you.
I don't think... They don't have like a nervous system.
So how do they sting you?
Because they're just covered in sting. In,
in sting.
They're covered in like poison or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, they can't help
Isn't it like electric though or something?
I don't think so. There's no, one type the of, what is it, the man-o-war, the box jellyfish?
Oh, yeah, the Portuguese man-o-war.
Yeah, that one will fuck you up.
That's a badass name.
No one can kill a
you
grown man.
You could die.
Yeah. And it's like, is that even at war? Or he doesn't know his own strength.
Yeah, maybe he just wants to find love, but he can't get too close to people.
Mm.
So he has to be lonely.
These are the kinds of things me and Barbara Walters would talk about.
Yeah.
When she comes and visits me in my jungle kingdom.
Yeah. I was writing a book about a cactus that was like that for kids.
No, really?
Yeah.
You should tell Norman your idea. Norman loves children's book ideas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, mine's about a cactus.
Even before he had kids, one time he was like, yeah, I had this idea of a book. I don't know.
What's that?
He said this sincerely. He's like earnestly
told me.
He's like, it's about a king.
Okay.
That every year on his birthday he makes a wish that he isn't the king anymore or something like that. And then he tells someone his wish. That way it doesn't come true.
Oh, so it's like he's crossing his fingers.
Yeah. But he told me.
So how's that a story? Where's the conflict?
I don't know. He's like, I think that would be a really good idea. And multiple times. It wasn't just once. Like, this was an idea he
Were you guys intoxicated when he'd bring it up?
No. I mean, well, probably, yeah. We were always drunk, but, yeah. He loved this thing about the king.
The king?
Maybe the king, he'd wish that he didn't die or something, and then he would tell somebody his wish. And it's like, well, why is it even the king? It can just be anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody gets a birthday wish.
Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea, Norman.
It's a fucking terrible
idea. We love
idea.
You, but that's a bad idea. guys, March Madness is just around the corner. And our friends at MyBookie got some great deals for you. March Madness has officially become its time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting on eventual national championship winners, or simply looking for a player and game props, MyBookie has got you covered. Getting started with MyBookie is simple. Visit their website online, make your first deposit, use promo code TAFS, we think?
I think so. I think you're right.
TAFS to claim...
Dave, can you get with Joey at some point and figure out what the promo code actually is? All right, thanks.
That's promo code TAFS to claim some extra money on top of your initial deposit. It is TAFS with hundreds of thousands in prizes, March Madness, and bi-weekly blackjack tournaments. You can turn your game day into payday with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Additional details, guys. The deposit bonus being promoted is a 50% deposit match up to $2,000. It's pretty fucking good. So you can get $1,000 free there. Minimum deposit is $50, and the maximum bonus amount receivable is $2,000. The maximum is $2,000. That's pretty fucking hardcore. Bonus is only for new customers. Do not promote the percentage 50%. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to do that. Say, okay. All right. Well, I saw it. Yeah.
So March Madness.
I think we did it. Yeah. So March Madness.
That seems like kind of an ableist name.
Yeah.
Aren't you not supposed to say Madness anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, this person is
different.
This person is mad.
No, it's acting different.
Yeah. They're neurodivergent. Was Hitler neuroatypical?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He had adult ADHD.
Yeah.
And that's why he was on amphetamines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was the only thing that could help him, like, focus.
Yeah.
On the task at hand. Which is a war on two fronts.
Have you been to that Lego store?
I haven't been inside, no.
What's it like in there?
I don't know, but my sober friends go there because they have to get into stuff so they don't do drugs.
So they're into Legos?
They're into Legos.
They just stay up for 3 days doing Legos.
They're into WWE now. They're into...
That shit, I had just cable on, and I guess like fucking wrestling just came on.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
I watched SmackDown with him.
SmackDown's still on?
It's still on.
And you can bet on SmackDown
at mybookie.ag.
AG.
Yeah. Yes, I went, yeah, we watched SmackDown, and then we watched, after SmackDown, is something called AEW, which comes on.
They love letters.
Yeah, they love letters.
The original LGBT was WWF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were the ones that started all this fucking letter bullshit.
The first trans was Goldust.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah, first trans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when people say that, but like when they get in arguments online about the gender identity stuff. Some people say, trans people have existed for thousands of years. Which that could very well be true. You know, I'm not going to deny it. But it is just such a funny mental image.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just fucking... just some lady with like pink hair and like,
yeah, like a modern day person.
Yeah, right. Like just 400 pounds, a little DSA pin.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like talking to some guy that's just, his entire body is a sock. He's got sores all over his face.
Yeah, he's dying from the plague.
Right, all he does is swing an axe.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, do you know, is there like seating for, do you have disabled seating here? In the dragon's lair. Yeah.
What were we saying before that? The trans thing?
Were there trans people in the Bible?
Yeah.
Who?
Mary.
Was she trans?
Well, she didn't have sex. She was the first
guy to
give
birth. I think trans people have a lot of sex.
What?
Trans people fuck a lot, don't they?
Yeah, but she was never inseminated.
That's gotta really suck.
She was a
you transition, you spend all this time, you fucking transition, and then nobody will fuck you. To be in that position
where you're like a piece of ass as a guy.
No, I mean there's got to be somebody that's like that. You know, it's like probably a difficult process to be like, oh, this is how I feel, I'm gonna go, and then you do transition, and then like you're thinking like, oh, well now I can explore relationships,
dating.
Yeah.
But you still have a bad personality. Correct,
yeah, people still just...
People still think...
People still don't fuck with you. We got to move off this topic.
Yeah, yeah.
They're,
God damn it.
I know, I'm the one
this
that keeps
bringing
it up. This
is an old school episode for us.
Huh?
This is an old school episode for us.
I don't know. I've gotten sucked back into the whole... The discourse now with the D-trans thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, at what point, you know, it'll just... Like a kid, like what? At what point do you think like even the Tumblr people will be like, all right, you can't be like re-D trans.
Yeah, there has to be one that's gone back and forth and back and forth.
There's got to be a limit.
Right.
But then once you have like X.
But then if you go forth again, then you stop being a conservative hero.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you go back to being.
They'll just keep just like bouncing back and forth. Like who's going to be at the forefront? Somebody needs to be. Caitlyn Jenner has to do it.
Well, the idea is, right, that your gender, if your gender is fluid, right? Mm-hmm. So you should be allowed to, right?
Yeah, but fluid is still a defined state. Uh-huh. You know?
I think gender is vapor.
Gender plasma.
Yeah. Gender is plasma.
Yeah.
Plasma.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like sort of a
Dr. Evil or something?
Oh, I was thinking more like a Javier Bardem. He should have played Dr. Evil.
He would have been really scary.
I always thought, yeah.
It would have been a totally different movie.
Dr. Evil was always kind of miscast.
Yeah, yeah. Way too funny.
You're right. It's just, he's not evil or scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they should have had, what's his name? Beetlejuice play Mini-Me.
Yeah, well, he would have said too much. They wouldn't have been able to get him to not talk. You know, during takes.
Yeah, he would have been.
He
would have been so funny on set. Can you imagine?
In Austin Powers.
Oh my God, that would have broken character constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he would have beat Scott's ass. That would have been pretty funny.
You said you rewatched those movies recently, and they didn't.
I didn't rewatch those. I'm rewatching South Park right now.
I tell you that.
It is a very funny show.
I can't rewatch. The fear I have that it won't hold up.
Austin Powers.
Yeah.
I don't think it will.
It holds a very special place, especially Austin Powers 2.
Yes.
And I tell you, that restaurant I go to in Dumbo.
The one that's just a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. My mm-hmm. memories of Austin Powers 2, it's like it's
this, that's the food people had.
It's this special place.
Yeah. You call it the Austin Powers 2 restaurant.
Yeah. If I go back, I can't. Like, I would have to. If I watched Austin Powers 2, I would have to go to a 2002 style movie theater.
Yeah.
Which I guess are the same. They really haven't changed.
No, anymore. The seats would be less comfortable. And it might be all flat instead of stadium.
That's older. Because 2002 is when they started doing stadium seating.
Do you remember stadium seating?
The first time, you're like, holy shit.
Every seat is good?
Yeah. No, that was crazy.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
People forget, like, movie theaters used to be all flat, squeaky chairs. They didn't recline. Everything was sticky.
Uh-huh.
And then there was no roller coaster.
Yeah, there was
coaster.
Soda all over.
There was no roller coaster. It was just fucking like ads for like a local dentist.
Yeah.
And that's all you got.
Yeah.
And you could beat off in there.
Yeah. And there'd be old men cruising.
Yeah.
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 There'd be old men cruising for sex.
Damn, my eyes are really itchy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, dude. This fucking 1 hour time change just fucked me up this week.
Oh, yeah. It wrecked me. Especially because it was the last night in Omaha. So I had to go to sleep. I do the show, and I hang out afterwards a little bit, say hi to people, and then I had a flight at like 7 a.m.
And that was 6 a.m.
And I'm already
thinking. The day before.
I'm already thinking, and I'm jet lagged.
Oh,
and I'm already thinking, you know, all right, this is going to be a very limited amount of sleep. Even less. An hour less. And then I spilled juice all over myself at the airport.
And then you had to sit like that for how many hours?
All over, because I opened it and then I paid for it and I forgot I opened it and I went to like shake it up and I just
all over yourself.
Yeah,
and then one of those like an infomercial.
And I'm running on 4 hours of sleep and I had to lie to the I had to explain to this woman. I'm like, why the hell did this happen? I had to make it seem like it was her fault. This poor Bangladeshi woman, I had to blame her for my own.
Working at the Omaha airport.
Yeah, for the juice, and then she, I was expecting a fight, I was ready, and then she just gave me another juice, and I was like, well, that's very kind of you. But I was already covered, and then she wiped me, and then.
She wiped you up and down?
She wiped a bit, I mean, it was all.
Did she give you her clothes?
I was kind of, I wore her clothes under the plane. And she just stood there, completely nude.
Wow. And what's her name? Let's shout her out.
Aisha Siddiqui, I think was her name.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Cheers to her.
Why'd you bring her up, by the way? Did she do something recently?
No, I was just looking at Twitter.
No.
I hadn't looked in a week at Twitter.
Yeah.
And her name
is still on there?
Yeah, she's still on there.
That's crazy to
me. She's still fucking catching bodies.
You would think that
she's still sniping them.
You would think that, like, you know, now that she has, like, a real career, she would just be done with it. Like, is Eve Pizer still on Twitter?
She has a character.
What do you mean she has a character?
She doesn't do it as herself. She does it as a character.
What's the character?
It's like this Jack Nicholson going like this.
Oh, Drill. You're saying she's Drill. Yeah. Yeah, I would admit. Because Ayesha Siddiqui has been on Twitter for 25 years now.
Yeah.
You know?
How old is she?
She's already
65 years
old. She's already
25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
I can't imagine that. For her own sake. You know?
Yeah. For her own safety.
She should come on the Adam Friedland show.
What does she talk about?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't read anything she's read. I remember when she first started writing for, what is it, New Republic? And
Was it the New Republic? New Inquiry.
Is it?
It was like the left.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, the New Inquiry. Anyways.
Yeah.
The only thing I tell you about her is that she likes Kanye West. Or did at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not even heard that name or thought about it until you mentioned it. Right before.
All I said was, is she hot?
Yeah. And I said, from what I remember, the avatar I remember, yes. and then we did a quick Google, and I said,
never mind.
I said, never mind.
You know, a human mind is a precious thing to waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it is a funny thing that you have you had a file cabinet of women's avatars.
Hmm?
You had a file cabinet of women's avatars in your brain.
You got to print out.
Yeah. I just heard, like, when you were thinking that. You were like, yeah.
No, it's her in profile. Yeah.
I remember there was one avatar that looked good.
Yeah. Well, that's the only, I never was like, what does Ayesha Siddiqui look like? It was just that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, you say that name. I know Pushing Hoops. I know the name comes up.
Who's that?
Isn't that her fucking...
Was that her thing?
Her at Pushing Hoops?
Maybe.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Because this goes way back. She was on... This is like 2010, 2011.
Yeah. She was early Twitter.
That was when I was on that website.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was part of this like new wave of people that do like cultural blogging.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
Like a guy Malcolm.
Yeah. Which I always thought was annoying. Because I'm not, like, it's for, like, academics or whatever.
Yeah, it's not for
it's
us.
It's that fucking, like, that thing. Like, people that, like, and I doubt she's one of the people that, like, love DFW. You know what I mean? They have to, like, intellectualize.
No, that's us, dude.
No, it's not us. They have to, like, intellectualize, like, watching fucking an infomercial.
Watching TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, TikTok. Well, how TikTok relates to new sincerity. Yeah. It's like, shut the fuck up, man.
Like, yeah, if you're watching the Hulu Plus, the morning show.
Yeah, who fucking cares? Stop thinking.
The morning show.
Just stop thinking. If your brain won't shut off to the extent that you have to intellectualize fucking Ted Lasso, then fucking do fentanyl.
Yeah, do heroin.
Yeah, do drugs until your brain stops. Be an alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
Don't fucking, do not open a Substack.
Watch sports.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then they do that too. That was that same era. That's what
they do that with sports too.
It was like, what was it, Grantland and fucking and Deadspin?
Well, I think what happened with sports is that, like, especially with NBA, it was a lot of white people talking about a black sport. So then they got really into the math of it because they were like, you can't be racist if you're just talking about. And then we make up like new math stats.
Yeah.
So then this is a way we could talk about a black sport without being like he's a bum.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
You can call them a bum because of the math, not because of just going out on a limb and just saying that you think he's a bum.
Yeah, honestly, I've come full circle where the only type of cultural critic I enjoy is like a Reddit soy-faced nerd that's really excited about shit for babies, and he buys the toys associated with whatever the media is.
The Funko.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Funko Pops
guy. The guy who's got all the Funkos.
That's my Pauline Kael, basically is the guy like that. He's like, I saw Fievel Goes to the Moon Part 4, and it was awesome. It was amazing. I just saw Cars 3, and you're not going to believe Joey the Dump Truck is back.
You know, and guess what, folks? Yeah. There were plenty of Easter eggs.
And he's... Yeah.
Easter eggs about. The guys that talk about the Easter eggs, yeah.
So everyone knows to stay after the credits. But if you stay for 4.5 hours after the final showing ends, there's an additional Easter egg where a social worker shows up at the movie theater and takes you back to your parents' house, which possibly had nothing to do with the film, but I thought it was awesome. To me, it was awesome.
Those guys rule.
They're great.
Those guys rule.
Those are
the last happy people in America.
That is the new sincerity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a fucking Indian girl writing about how Kanye or whatever.
Yeah, a dismantling.
It is a mental fucking invalid.
Yeah, yeah. It is a guy who he's on the borderline of being unable to consent to sex.
He has never even trimmed his pubes even once because he's he's not even aware that they've grown in.
Yeah.
He hit puberty at some point and it was just a process that happened to his body. He's just a man child.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe one day he's like, well, I don't remember having hair on my penis. And then
this is weird.
Came and went and now he's,
Yeah.
He's just very excited about it.
And his parents are so nice.
Yeah.
They're so nice about his crap.
Got to make sure my dad gets the vaccine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's so nice about the virus to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Never argues about it.
He's
not even aware there's a debate happening.
There's no debate.
He's just waiting for the latest baby media to really get in.
Stuff is back.
Gets a huge kick out of Reddit bots.
Yes.
When he says, thank you, good sir. Interesting, that's the 980th time someone said sir on this subreddit. And he's like, wow, can you believe that? One of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy who gets Reddit gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I was one of them.
Me too.
I should get into baby movies.
They're so awesome.
Yeah.
They can't even conceive of sex.
What do you mean?
They've just never heard of it.
Oh, they've never heard of it?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for them.
What are the new baby movies coming out?
All right, let's check that out.
Has Pixar done anything lately?
Well, everything's just, everything's like Abuelita, new Pixar.
I'm gonna go to the movie theater in Union Square after this and watch whatever baby movie there is.
Let's go do it.
And then I'm gonna sit there the entire time by myself and going, yeah, gay. Yeah, whatever. This is for fucking baby. I hate that I have to fucking be here for work. I have to be here for my fucking job. I don't want to be. I don't watch this shit. I'm a grown man.
So we got the amazing
out of one eye.
The amazing Maurice is out.
What's that about?
It's about a cat named Maurice.
A big fat cat.
And it's voiced by
Garfield.
Hugh Laurie from House.
Doctor. Oh, really?
House. Yeah.
What's it about? Do you want to go see the amazing Maurice?
Kind of. Yeah.
Do you want to see if we can find some fucking OxyContin?
Just feel like those guys. You're like, this is awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. Just throwing up in the popcorn bag. That's how you know it's working.
Terry Pratchett's Carnegie-winning Discworld book. The Amazing Maurice is a successful, wry, odd, utterly British spin on Shrek-like, self-aware fairy tales. Stuffed with motor mouths and throwaway gags, the chunky animation can be a little off-putting, but it's but its momentary ugliness feeds into its delightful dark villains, its underdog heroes, and the strange story trying to pull them all together. This isn't pristine, groundbreaking, photoreal. I thought it was photoreal.
Photorial?
Yeah, I thought it was like someone making up a big word about movies.
Photorial?
Yeah. Photoreal CG, but the cartoonishness that suits its oddballs and might give even a kid a stray nightmare or two. That sounds too scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm thinking about doing this and what I'm zeroing in on is the drugs aspect.
Yeah. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
That's supposed to be good. Do you know when the first Puss in Boots came out? Or maybe it was Shrek 3 came out?
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas, who played Puss in Boots, he watched it and he cried because he was so proud of his performance as Puss in Boots.
Really?
Did you know that? That's one of my favorite stories.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That and also the other thing, too, is that Puss in Boots, the first one, was released in Israel as Shrek's Cat.
Yeah.
Because Puss in Boots wouldn't translate, so the name of the movie was Shrek's Cat.
Puss and Boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puss and Boots.
Yeah.
Pussy Boots.
That was another fun one of those is Patriot Day, Patriots Day.
Yeah.
The fucking...
The Boston bombing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Germany, they just released that movie as Boston. It's just called Boston. Instead of Patriots Day. Because I would imagine that Patriots Day in German is probably like, you know, fucking Sieg Heil.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Send them to the camps or whatever. All those expressions probably got gobbled up by the Nazi party.
We could go see this movie, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. But that sounds scary too.
I think I'm gonna start talking like that. It used to annoy me when you would do it, but
no, it's a nice way to talk. Yeah.
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 Hand me the fucking ketchup.
We could go see Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules.
So Diary of a Wimpy Kid : Roderick Rules?
Yeah. It's hard to believe, but this is the sixth film adapted from Jeff Kinney's Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
And maybe we should read the books
Roderick
first.
Roderick Rules. We got to read the books first. We're not going to know what's going on.
Let's get some OxyContin and read the books.
We could go see Strange World, Disney's Strange World. Strange World, Disney's sole original animated feature of 2022, combines facets of Pixar's pair of the last year's releases to a lesser effect. Looking back towards Lightyear's loving homage to Pulp Fiction, and forward to Turning Red's progressive and wholesome examination of specific family dynamics, Strange World is late to its own company's trends. Who's writing this seriously about baby movies?
I don't know.
Paste Magazine.
I always hated that name too, Paste Magazine.
Yeah, shut up.
Sounds sticky.
It's nasty.
That's a horrible.
It's what, Cum Magazine?
Yeah, from the makers of Paste Magazine, introducing Diarrhea Restaurant. Come on down to Diarrhea Restaurant by the owners of Paste Magazine. We're selling hamburgers.
Chicken Run Dawn of the Nugget is coming out this year.
Oh, the new Wallace and Gromit. They just need to go back. They need to do more Wallace and Gromit. Yeah. So that's the thing. I never liked Chicken Run. I don't think anybody liked Chicken Run. And they keep fucking hammering us with Chicken Run when all anybody wants is Wallace and Gromit 5.
Mm-hmm.
Which I haven't paid attention. I don't know if that's out or not.
It might, probably is.
Yeah.
Chupa is coming out this year. While visiting his family in Mexico, teenage Alex gains an unlikely companion when he discovers a young chupacabra hiding in his grandfather's shed.
What's that? It's like an octopus that's also a dog or something?
It's like I think it's like a Mexican Grimace.
Oh, okay.
It's like Grimace.
He's like, I want the cheeseburgers.
I love cheeseburgers.
Oh, I feel so purple right now.
I'm big.
I'm purple. I'm big and I'm purple.
And I love cheeseburgers.
Like, I love cheeseburgers. Because I'm a big purple beach.
And here come the robber man.
Yeah.
And he steal the cheeseburgers.
Grimace is a... Are the lights changing?
What are you doing with that?
I don't know. No, it's all right. Did you do that or did some fuck? Oh, you did do it.
Can you show them some more light options, Dave? Let's just showcase our lights for the people.
Not that one.
Do party.
That one's cool. I love this one.
I like this one.
So you've been living in this jungle for 15 years. Have you your stated goal of recreating Dreamcast with coconuts? Have you accomplished that?
No. I can't say I have, but I've met a lot of friends along the way.
Well, why do we have the same voice?
I don't know. Because you're my brother.
Why? This is cool.
This is, what's this? What does this look like on the screen?
Yeah.
This one's like just
harsh.
This one's like, if we're ever doing the show and like, you know, because World War III is going to happen.
Yeah.
And when fucking we're at like the 11th hour and Russia's about to launch the nukes. You know what's great? We're going to live stream.
Yeah.
We're going to live stream the end of the world.
Oh, my
we'll,
God.
We'll
yes,
do that.
We are.
We'll do
and
that.
We're set up for live stream.
We'll
folks.
Do. Yeah, we are. We'll
we
do
are
that lighting and do this and be like, thanks for watching the World War III live coverage with the Adam Friedland show tonight. We've gone too far.
It looks like we've gone too
YOLO
far.
YOLO in Ukraine.
Yeah.
and the Biden family.
They said it wasn't going to happen, but
I'll tell you,
looks like it happened.
A lot of those Biden women are like just very serviceable sixes.
Yeah. Dees.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should call it the Dees family.
They should.
They should call it.
They should change their name to the Dees family.
She's Dees.
Yeah. None of them are hot.
No.
But
the granddaughters?
Every single one of those Biden ladies.
They're Dees.
You're like, okay, I can see why your husband died of brain cancer and then your fucking brother-in-law did a bunch of coke and stuck his dick in you.
Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah.
Because she Dees.
I can see why your uncle did a bunch of paintings and then had sex with you when you were 13. Okay.
She's nice.
No, I understand.
They should call them the Noyce family.
I understand why your grandpa took showers with you.
President Noyce.
Yeah.
I love it. I can tell why your grandfather wanted to smell you.
I love it. Dude, I love the people say that, like, oh, Trump ruined the Republican Party. He made the party amazing.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Look, once every 4 years, they get in power and they send every black person to a camp. You know, whatever. They'll lose the next election.
It's unfortunate.
We take the black people out of the camp.
Yeah.
We let women get abortions.
Mm-hmm.
But then what I just want...
We give them coupons as reparations.
They should have permanent access to any kind of crazy investigation that Congress wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Congress shouldn't even... We should have a separate chamber of Congress.
I don't know why we wrapped up shop on Benghazi.
Yeah. No, yeah. We should have a separate chamber of Congress where you can elect the most insane right-wing woman from every town. They yes. just get... They automatically get to go there.
A Boebert from every state.
Yes. They have unlimited resources to... And complete subpoena power. They have access to all information... Everybody's records.
An inspector general.
To do whatever the most insane thing that comes to mind. Whatever they fucking want.
Yeah, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone ignores them, but they...
Right. Nobody pays attention.
No one pays attention.
Just Marjorie Taylor Greene with a fucking A-frame set up, and she's got a picture of Ashley Biden's cunt just stolen from her gynecologist's office.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can see that she fucked Chinese guys.
Yeah.
You can look at the way the pussy lips.
The cash payments went into the pussy.
She fucking, 10 years ago, she fucked a Chinese guy,
yes.
right? And
yes.
then 2 weeks ago now, suddenly a deposit for $35,000 in her account from a Goldman Sachs who, Goldman, what's gold? Chinese people.
Chinese.
They're sort of a gold color.
Yeah.
Gold man, sacks, nut sacks. She fucked.
Nut
sacks. She had a gold man's nut sack in her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And she has an account at Goldman Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just taxpayer money. Just
now,
fucked.
Second slide.
Nobody gets health care. Yeah, this is going on 24/7. C-SPAN 4.
They spend billions of dollars in taxpayer.
C-SPAN 4 and 8K.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody has access to it. We can just watch their fucking crazy.
24 hours a day. We give them amphetamines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that.
They're geeked up
in
Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, the women that are too crazy for even Tucker to speak to.
Just
yeah. Who voted for these people? Like, even if you're a fucking conservative, like, who's like Lauren? Yeah, but who is voting for fucking Boebert?
Lauren Boebert was from a super conservative district, and I think she almost lost the Democrat.
Yeah.
On the last one.
Yeah. Like, well, she was just so bitching on, like a shitty restaurant. She was just like, she had
a gun-themed restaurant.
A gun-themed, like, Buffalo Wild
Shooters.
Wings.
Shooters. Yeah. Whose husband,
he exposed his penis in a bowling alley to a child. And then she was there, too. That's the best part
was
of the story.
She
was there. She's like, get him, baby. And he's like, just showing his penis to a... after, like, a dispute over, like, the NFL blitz machine or something.
Now they're in the government.
It's awesome. That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
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 I don't want that. Obama type of politician is done to me. I don't want...
The kind of people that are like... Yeah, well, say hi to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those people.
Yeah.
To take their phones out and say, oh, you're going to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People yelling at a CVS.
Yeah. Gavin Newsom is the worst to me.
What is he doing?
He just does an Obama impression, which it's shocking to me that more people don't point that out.
Wasn't that what Cory Booker did, too?
Cory Booker to an extent, but Gavin Newsom does like a comedian's level impression of Obama. Where he's like, You can't, you know, he's got like the
He does like James Austin Johnson level.
He does like the mannerisms.
He's got chops.
He's not like, you know, like Pete is doing Obama. You know, there's plenty of politicians that are doing Obama. But Gavin's like got his like his man is like he'll like talk and be like that. He's got this like bounce that's fucking like these subtle things that like a very good impressionist would pick up on. But it's like it's jarring. Because it's like you look at him and you're like, this is man is a complete fraud.
It's not
in the way that, you know, and maybe it predates that. Who knows? Maybe like for some reason they both just have the same like cadence and way of moving.
They came up in the same. I don't think they did. I think he just saw the goat and he he wanted to ride off those coattails. Wait, play me a clip. I want to hear.
I know. Let me see. Here, Gavin Newsom.
We should get like every other podcast has like a screen where we can just watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Put it on the mic.
Thank you all of you for taking the time to be here, and let me just express my gratitude to each and every one of you, but most importantly, to my kids. I leaned over to a few folks. I said the most stressful part of the day was.
You know, look at him. Well, don't listen to him. You got to look at the way he moves his body.
Yeah. We'll play it.
Yeah. See the like lip licking.
Let's see my kids get through that Pledge of Allegiance. I think we spent about 600 hours on that, and it paid dividends. Oh, so good. Did Jen learning Spanish, by the way. That's remarkable.
Oh, I think he's good.
Remarkable. Look, what a glorious and gracious day. I want to thank all of you, particularly those of you that took the time to walk with us, to march with us. Dolores Huerta leaned over and said, look, I've marched with a lot of people, but Martin Luther King never walked as fast as you are right now.
That's a cool brag. That's a Trump-level brag. I walk faster than Martin Luther King.
Yep. Dolores Huerta.
Do you think there was, like... do you think at the Million Man March, there was some, like, fucking, like, older Jewish guy that thought it was a power walking event? He just showed up in spandex and was like, honey, I'm winning! And they're all black guys, and I'm faster than all of them.
And when did you believe who else was
in
the race?
Can you believe it? I beat a million black guys at the power walking race.
I beat a million black guys.
Yeah.
No one is going to buy this.
You think that happened? I entered the Million Man March, and I won. Did you hear Mort won?
I was the only one with a number.
And it was all black guys.
And
Mort beat them all.
And Muslims, too. Yeah. Some Muslims. And men, too.
The Muslims, prison.
Not even the women.
And they're in prison walking around all day.
Yeah.
And he won.
Yeah. Mort, we're very happy for you. Mm-hmm. They make the announcements at the synagogue. Congratulations, Mort,
so
on your victory at the
Million
Man March.
He moved his colonoscopy up 3 weeks earlier. He said, let's take a look in there now. I have the confidence. We can get the polyps removed.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid anymore. He said he got home. He immediately scheduled 5 colonoscopies for the rest of the year. He's got one every month now.
If I beat them all at a race, I may as well.
If I can beat a million black guys, I can beat cancer.
I may as well beat cancer.
All right. Well, we should probably wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Thanks, folks. Once again, I'll be at Brea. I think I already sold out of all the T-shirts, but I will be doing T-shirt drops.
More T-shirts on the way on my end, too. And next weekend, the 23rd through 25th, I will be in Raleigh, and the 6th through the 8th, I will be in Salt Lick City. Thank you.
So, your jungle castle.
Yeah.
Tell us more. Dave, cut the lights faster.
Dave, come on. What are you fading
you
so
gotta
slow?
You got to figure out that preset with the fucking...
No, now why do you do it?
You got to figure out that
preset. Cut the broadcast.
That preset with, like, the inertia.
Jesus Christ, Dave.
Yeah. All right, well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.